flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa! Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs?
Wait a second. That's Taryn.
I know, I sure am. Because it's Friday, we made it!
Friday, motherfucking Friday! Everybody's ready for the weekend,
Oh no, I'm trying to buy jumpers and dancers with no Sarah, who's in Vegas right now. Who's enjoying our Friday way more than the rest of us.
Happy birthday, Sarah!
Happy birthday! I say, why are we wishing her a happy birthday? It's so early in the morning, no way that she's up. But I just looked at her Instagram stories, and she is currently leaving a gentleman's club with her husband 15 minutes ago.
Thriving. She's thriving.
She does. She looks like she's been up all night.
We'll have to tell her you said that.
I mean that in the most loving way possible.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Yoshi from Redmond. Good morning, Yoshi.
Good morning.
All right, Yoshi. Are you ready to take down Steve?
I sure am.
It's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Yoshi will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
What is the main alcohol in a Bloody Mary?
Vodka.
Who replaced David Lee Roth for Van Halen?
Pass.
Gary Payton is most known for playing on which basketball team?
Celtics?
Nope.
Bulls?
Nope.
Pass.
Which is the most intelligent mollusk?
Octopus.
Yes! The Rolling Stones album Beggar's Banquet came out today in 1968, so how old is it?
Pass.
What is the national flower of the United States?
Lily?
No.
Rose?
Yes. What are two circles with the same center called?
Pass.
Taylor Swift currently has a hit song called I Can Do It Better With a Broken What?
Leg? Arm?
No.
Limb?
No. Which California city does Ursula take George to in George of the Jungle?
Ooh. You say California City?
Yes.
Sacramento?
No! Yoshi, you got 3 correct.
Oh, no.
Now let's bring Steve back in and see how he can do.
I think he'll do pretty good.
You think so?
I think so. He's Friday. Sarah's not here. He doesn't have to be distracted by Sarah's crazy ratchetness.
All right, Steve. Are you ready?
Hell yeah.
What is the main alcohol in a Bloody Mary?
Bloody Mary, it's vodka.
Yes. Who replaced David Lee Roth for Van Halen?
Sammy Hagar.
Yes.
Van Hagar, man.
Gary Payton is most known for playing on which basketball team?
The Supersonics.
That is correct.
Bring him back.
Which is the most intelligent mollusk?
That's Sarah in Vegas.
No.
Mollusk. What the hell? Is that an oyster?
No.
Octopus.
Yes. The Rolling Stones album Beggar's Banquet came out today in 1968. So how old is it?
Old. I'm going to go 56.
Yes. What is the national flower of the United States?
The rose.
That is correct. What are two circles with the same center called?
Boobs.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Extra points.
Yes, extra points. I don't know, pass.
Taylor Swift currently has a hit song titled I Can Do It Better With a Broken What?
Heart?
Yes.
I just guessed. I figured it's got to be that.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. 7-3. Sorry, Yoshi.
Congratulations, Steve.
Thanks, Yoshi. Have a great weekend.
Holidays.
What's that?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Same to you, Yoshi. One that you both got wrong.
Okay.
What are two circles with the same center called? Concentric.
What?
Concentric?
Concentric.
I don't think I've ever heard. I probably have in school at some point.
I mean, boobs made a lot more sense to me personally.
Visually, it helped.
One that you did not get to. Which California city does Ursula take George to in George of the Jungle?
Oh, my goodness. Which city in California?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Bakersfield.
Nope.
Big corn fan, I heard.
San Fran.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how many players are on a cricket team?
11?
Yes. Look at you.
That was just a guess.
You a cricket guy?
A huge cricket guy.
Didn't even know that about you, Steve. Live Night is coming back on December 13th. By the way, that is 1 week from today. And if it's payday, you can drop $35 and get a ticket to the party. It's going to be so awesome. Ryan Castle is going to be there, the men's room. We will be doing it. Beat Migs will be performed live.
We'll be doing Beat Migs live. We'll also have our friend, the ukulele player, Me, My Uke, and I, which is Micah the Beast. He's going to whip up some uketastic. I don't even know if that's a term, but ukulele versions of some popular rock songs. And we're going to play a different version of Hook or Shook with Micah, which will be a blast. And Walter Jones, Seahawks Hall of Famer, will be joining us as well.
And you're repping him today with your jersey.
Blue Friday, baby.
Blue Friday, baby. Get those tickets starting at just $35 right now at KISW.com. Now, speaking of Live Night, we have this awesome new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And someone has challenged you, Steve Migs.
Really?
Yeah, and it's for a great cause. We're going to slide into our VMs after Rush.
The Daily Migs Show.
Rockaholics, we have a new feature on the Odyssey app that you need to know all about. You can leave us a voice message, and it's so easy to do it. We have already been getting messages on there, and some are rather interesting.
Yes.
So let's go ahead and slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
You too can leave us a voice message if you want to say hi, if you want to comment on something from the show, or just vent about something going on in your life. We would love to hear from you. Just keep it under a minute.
Are you ready for the first voice message?
Yeah.
Through our Odyssey app?
Yes.
All right, let's go.
Hey, Daily Mix Show. So I have this idea. Since you got Taryn to sing at Live Night with donations, how about this? If you raise $5,000 more, Migs has to sing Dominic the Donkey at Live Night. Listen, I would definitely donate to see that train wreck.
I mean, she's not wrong.
For many reasons.
That would be an awful train wreck. Nobody wants to hear me sing Dominic the Donkey. I'll do the hee-haws.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
But like,
honestly, Steve, you're my favorite singer of all time.
I was about to say, do you want to give people an example of why you do not want to hear me sing at Live Night?
Take it.
You gotta hear this live.
No, we ain't gonna take it.
See, right, Taryn? He's making you sing. Let's make him sing some Dominic the Donkey.
You have great pitch, Steve.
You do.
Well, what is that pitch? Awful? Is there an actual pitch named Awful? Because I believe that would be. You know what's funny, though? Is that. Okay, we're good. We're good. We're good. we got the message. Recently, Tatum was singing Dominic the Donkey.
Oh.
which I thought was just like the most amazing thing because she's just like going, hee-haw, hee-haw. So can I bring Tatum with me? Oh, it's 21 and up, right?
No. We'll get her a fake ID.
I mean, I'll do it if we raise $5,000 more. So where are we at right now?
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
We're looking at the donations.
Call the accountants.
Check the accountants, cross the T's, dot the I's. Our goal is $50,000 to raise for Operation Warm with Coach for Kids. And we are currently over $15,000.
Nice.
So what? Like we hit
$20,000?
$20,369. Okay, though. Actually, that's kind of cool.
You're in?
Oh, yeah, of course I'm in.
Okay.
If we can raise $5,000 more, just... And I have to sing Dominic the Donkey. I'll do it. I don't know why people want me to do it unless you just hate me and you want to have me sing Dominic the Donkey.
Can you give us a hee-haw?
Hee-haw.
Ooh. Some people might not know this song.
Hey, ching-a-dee-ching.
Hee-haw. Hee-haw. It's I do that part.
No, you can do the whole thing.
I will also say, Taryn and I were talking about this. We had never learned about the song until you.
I
brought this song into our lives. And I think you brought it into many rockaholics' lives, too.
I do. I don't take credit for much. I'm a humble man. But I would like to take credit for the fact that most of the Pacific Northwest, at least the people who listen to our show, so 7 or 8 people, are now very familiar with Dominic the Donkey.
Because this is very much like an East Coast thing, right?
I mean, it is about a donkey that's in Brooklyn or Brooklyn. It's Italian. He likes to hang out with his paisans.
Does he give a chef's kiss with his hoof?
Ayo. Hey, Dominique. Get over here.
Okay.
So $5,000 more. So if we hit at least $20,000, we have a goal of $50,000. So look, if people are willing to donate for that, I'm more than happy to try and attempt to sing.
All right. We need to hit $20,369.
Do we want to check out a couple more of our voice messages?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I'm pretty sure one of them, maybe a couple of them, are coming from our friend Sarah, who's currently in Vegas right now.
Still awake.
Yes. Okay, this looks like it showed up at 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon.
Hello, it's me. Did you guys really think that you were going to get a morning without hearing my beautiful voice?
Yes, actually we did. And we forgot that you have the Odyssey app.
I just want to let you guys know that we are in Vegas. And I wanted to leave this message because I wanted to wish myself a very happy birthday.
You gotta be kidding me.
And I want to set the record straight that I am not turning 40 and I'm not already in.
Oh.
Even the Odyssey app noticed that she was lying. It's a BS detector on the Odyssey app. When you say that you're lying, it'll just cut you off.
Wow. That was so rude. I don't know why it just cut me off because it says I have a minute, but that was only 30 seconds. It only let me speak for 30 seconds.
Still doing it. She sent another one.
No.
Oh, God.
At 4 a.m., 12 hours later.
Oh, no.
Do we dare?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're sliding into the VMs. You could do that as well just by going to our Odyssey app.
Okay, babe, you said we would send a message after my boy Tyga, so what are you going to say?
We got in a limo. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, they got into a limo. They don't know. They had to be a. They probably took a limo to the strip club.
Must have.
Yeah.
We're at a strip club, I think.
Oh. We sure are at a strip club. George is getting some ass shaken in his face, and I am freaking out because Tyga touched me twice.
Now, Tyga's the rap artist that she went to go see in Vegas.
Yeah. Last night on her birthday.
And she was able to get close enough that he touched her?
Wow. I guess so.
Not in the fun areas, but on the...
Okay. What are the fun areas?
The no-no zone.
You're standing right next to your husband while you're saying this. Come on, Sarah.
But on the hand, and that is just as amazing. Right?
I know they have wedding chapels in Vegas. Do they have divorce chapels?
Oh, my God.
At the rate she's going?
Poor George.
Wow. He's a saint.
Our Seattle Seahawks are going to be in Arizona this weekend for a big game against the Cardinals. And our defense has been playing lights out recently. Wouldn't you agree, Steve?
1,000% yes.
So we're going to chat up defensive end Mike Morris at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we are wishing you a very happy Blue Friday. And what better way to celebrate the occasion than by chatting with our defensive end for the Seattle Seahawks, Mike Morris, number 94. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Mike, man, congratulations on what's been like an awesome last few games. Also for you, I mean, I know your rookie year didn't turn out the way you hoped. You got injured. So this is kind of like your first year now. What's this been like? It's been an emotional roller coaster for us fans, but what has it been like for you guys?
Man, it's been nice. It's been amazing. I definitely got to grow, especially with this new coaching staff and having like a plethora of vets in front of me so that I get to learn from and just like absorb all the knowledge and experience that they've had in the NFL and the success that they've had in the NFL and just be able to apply it to my game. So I feel like I've grown a lot in this year, especially as a man as well. So it's been amazing.
Do you feel like you have like a mentor, a specific mentor on the team that's kind of helped you on your path?
I mean, I could probably say like my three vets, Jay Reed, Draymond Jones, and Leo.
Yeah.
And Leonard Williams.
Dude, let's talk about Leonard Williams since you mentioned him. That interception, pick six, the run. As fan, I was exhausted watching him run. How was that? What was that like for you guys?
Oh man, I ran down the sideline too.
Yeah, I know.
I for sure ran down the sideline because I mean, just seeing what that guy goes through, man. Like his body's hurting, like and like he does stuff like that. You know, it's definitely inspirational for sure. And just to see like what kind of player he is. And to be able to still do that at his old age, you know, it's crazy.
He's so old.
Elder Seahawk.
He's old, bro. He's old.
Can we talk about when that was happening and a few other, you know, big plays? It sounded like a home game versus the Jets. What was that like for you guys? Because it sounded like the Seahawks traveled very well.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you. Like, we were like, doing, when they're introducing, like, their defense. Man, it was quiet. I was like, dang. I was like, this is MetLife? I was like, dang, bro. Like, it was just like, it was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to take a jab at anybody, but I'm just saying, like, and then, like, once we started, like, playing, like, once we were making plays, it got so much louder. And I'm like, dang, bro. Like, there's no, like, support for y'all team. Like, dang. But I enjoyed it. I had a great time. I felt like the 12 definitely showed up, and we pulled through. So,
well, in the last few weeks too, you guys must be all so proud of the defensive group because you think about two straight weeks, a player got Player of the Week, and I know it's like an individual honor, but I mean, without the whole team being on the same page, that stuff doesn't happen, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And how does
not?
Oh, sorry.
What you about to say?
Oh, I was just curious to get your take on like what the big turnaround has been with this defense. Can you pinpoint a certain thing? Is it just everyone's buying into what Mike's teaching? I know you work with Mike in Michigan as well, and then bringing Ernest in as well. What has been the big reason why the defense has just been on fire these last few games?
I feel like we just gelled as a unit. Yeah. I feel like we all have a great understanding of each other. And sometimes it just, for a relationship to really gel and a relationship to really work, it has to endure the hardship and time. Once we got past that hardship, once we got to the bye, got to just like sit down, relax, review what all the things that worked and didn't work. And it, honestly, as a player, we just got to relax and just to get home to our families and to kind of get a little mental break And then we got back into it, and I feel like ever since then, we've been hitting the ground running. The coaches have put together an amazing plan of action, so it's been great.
We're talking with Mike Morris, defensive end for the Seahawks, number 94, and I have a question about a different road game last weekend, and that would be the road game where Michigan upset Ohio State at their house.
Let's talk about it.
Can we talk about that? Can we talk
about
that?
That's crazy.
Let's talk about it. I'm here for it.
I mean, that fight at the end of the game was pretty wild, but the game itself, I mean, how electric. I mean, to do that at their house, that was just so fun to watch.
Hey, it was even better for me to watch. And it was even better just to see the faces of my teammates so we were at the hotel, and to see my teammates' faces after the game, and I was just like, that brought me great joy. Like, to see, because Draymond, his room was right across from me. As soon as the game was over, I banged on his door. Like, boom, 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 boom. Like, I was the police. And I was just like, yeah, what's up? And he was like, man, leave me alone. And I was like, nah, bro, y'all was talking, what? It kind of gets me very upset, gets me very riled up. Because every year we play them, like, best team Ohio State's ever had, the best team in the world. This team has this amount of five-star, this amount of this, and then to what? And then now what they're saying is, you guys aren't going to the playoffs.
Oh.
Okay, you guys lost the game. Like, yeah. I don't care. You guys lost. Your season's terrible. Season sucks. So
now,
all that for what?
Reverse the situation. How would you feel, though, if you saw a player on the other team have their flag and put it in the center of your field?
Hey, man, it's the cost of doing business. That's all I'm going to say. It's the cost of doing business. If someone comes into your house, beats you up, and then eats the food out of your fridge, like, what? Come on, bro. Like, what are we going to do? You can't do anything about it. You knocked out. You got KO'd. Let me get my sandwich. We'll make my sandwich, get some orange juice, and then I'm going to get out your way.
No. And I'm taking this Mahalo and sauce with me, too.
Exactly. I'm going to take some with me.
Now, Mike, I got a question for you. If you open that refrigerator and there's eggnog in there, are you an eggnog fan, or do
I
you...
I am an eggnog. I am an eggnog guy. I'm an eggnog guy.
See, I'm anti-nog.
I'm an eggnog guy. Why?
I just never love light. It's too creamy and just kind of grosses me out.
Do you like milk growing up?
Not really. Is that the problem?
How tall are you?
5'5".
That's why. You ain't even girl drinking milk.
Yeah, see,
that's
your problem. 6'3". I enjoy eggnog.
Yeah, man. I feel like it's a little people thing. They didn't like nutrients growing up.
Okay, then do you rock with the scoop of ice cream and then the Sprite with the eggnog? Have you ever done that?
Oh, my gosh. Are they like cavemen? Are they like woodsmen? Outdoors people?
I have been accused of being a caveman at times.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds gross.
Mike, while we have you, Mike, would it be okay if I ask you a couple of silly questions?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. So we're just going to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I got some silly questions for you.
For sure. I got you.
We're going to have more with Mike Morris, the king of eggnog, from our Seattle Seahawks after Linkin Park.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, if you are just joining us this fine Blue Friday, we have been chatting up Mike Morris, defensive end for our Seattle Seahawks, number 94. And Steve, I know that you wanted to ask him some ridiculous questions.
Yes.
Let's get into that.
I recently saw an interview with Derek Hall of your team, and he mentioned how Mike McDonald, from time to time, will challenge him to a thumb war. Is that just a Derek Hall, Mike McDonald thing?
I feel like he's just generally just in that spectrum of weird. You know, you gotta... And when it comes, you got to deal with it, and then it'll go. So you just got to, that's a Coach Mike thing, for sure.
I feel like he's been prepping to be a dad before he was even a dad then.
Oh, yeah, he's like, he has the dad jokes down to a T, for sure.
Now, does the team get him a gift for his kid, or like, how did that happen? When you found out the news that he was having his kid, did you all like say, hey, we should go get him something?
No. I think the only thing he wants is wins. So,
yeah.
As long as we win, that's all that matters to Coach Mike.
Well, I got
to
say this, Steve Miggs to my left here, he wants to see the Hawks go 12-5.
I said at the beginning of the season. Nice. Yeah.
You think we can keep moving in that direction this Sunday versus Arizona at their house?
Absolutely, because we've done it before. I feel like we can do it. We can beat them again. We just have to stay, play our game, and I feel like everything else will take care of itself.
Okay, another ridiculous question for you. I recently saw Mike McDonald do a press conference. And he referred to your punter, Michael Dixon, as Dicko, and that's his nickname.
Yeah.
Is that the strangest nickname on the team? And if it's not, what is?
I don't think Dicko's strange. How is that strange?
It just kind of like caught me off guard.
Is your head in the gutter? Is your head in the gutter?
Always?
That's I don't know. I think it's Australian, so it doesn't count.
I noticed on your Instagram that you went to a plant-based restaurant with your fiance. Are you plant-based as well? Because my wife...
Absolutely not. I definitely need my ribs. I need a lot of stuff. My fiance is, though. So I definitely indulge in some plant-based stuff.
I have to say, I've been plant-based now for a few years. My wife's been vegan forever. And at first I was like, that's crazy. And then I started realizing, I'm like, there's some really good plant-based meals.
Absolutely. I can put you on to some spots. There's some Plum Bistro.
Yes.
Plum Bistro's fire. Plentiful is a really good spot. You got to get the banh mi burger, but without jalapenos. The jalapenos are all throughout the sandwich, and it's just too much. It's too spicy. They have really good food. They have chicken tender. They have chicken nuggets. They remind me of, like, the food you survived on in college that was so good.
That's awesome. And, oh, I saw DK Metcalf mention how he's a big fan of Triple H and Shawn Michaels from the WWE. And I had some people, myself included, I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's a wrestling fan as well. Is there something in your world that when you tell people you're a fan of, they're surprised about that? Maybe it's wrestling. Maybe it's anything else.
Probably theater. I like theater. So I went to go watch The Wicked movie my fiance as well. So I would probably say theater for sure.
Are you going to sing along with all the songs?
I don't think I've ever watched Wicked. I've always watched like The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But this is my first time actually watching Wicked and learning the music. So I definitely enjoyed it for sure. And the leading actresses were amazing.
Mike Morris of our Seattle Seahawks, number 94. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
And thank you so much.
Want to give you a follow on Instagram. Your handle is @_MoneyMike with 2 E's.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's go Hawks this Sunday versus the Cardinals, 1 p.m. on Cairo.
All right. Thank you all so much.
Take care.
Do you think that Mike Morris was listening to the cheat sheet yesterday?
Oh, absolutely.
At 5:40 on the men's room?
Without a doubt.
Rockaholics.
He wasn't practicing or getting ready for a game.
I would love to see a Seahawk take you down sometime.
In what way?
Well, and beat Migs.
Okay.
I don't want you to get hurt.
I don't know how good my insurance is here.
Well, Rockaholics, if you were listening to the cheat sheet yesterday, we gave out 3 of the correct answers to the next installment of Beat Migs. And Steve has a record of 342 wins, 110 losses, and 58 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Yes. The Daily Migs.